to WRCE 1450 AM, W299 CD, Richland Center.
With you.
WRCO-FM, Richland Center, Diamond Reel. Some great music right there. It is time for us to make way for the update at 7 o'clock here on the radio. 7 o'clock news is sponsored by Jones Chevrolet, the car and truck people of Southwest Wisconsin, the Richland Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first, and PCB Wealth Management.
Jones Chevrolet in Richland Center is your local, family-owned, award-winning dealership. We've been serving you, your family, your friends, your grandparents, and maybe even your great-great-grandparents for a full century. In the past, our customers with less-than-perfect credit traveled to Madison to get vehicle financing. Great news! You don't have to drive and then sit and wait for 3 hours. Melanie at Jones Chevrolet can help. Don't be fooled by the big city hype. We have all of the big city banks available right here in Richland Center. Between our finance director, Scott Smith, and Special Finance Manager Melanie, we have decades of automotive financing expertise. When credit issues make things complicated, we simplify it, all within our Jones Chevrolet low-pressure sales approach. We have a no-cost, easy, 100% secure online credit application at joneschev.com. Guaranteed credit approvals for the first time in our area. We even do loans with our most popular local credit unions directly. Jones Chevrolet, Richland Center, your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Seven jurors have been chosen in the trial that will focus on alleged hush money paid to porn star Stormy Daniels. ABC's Aaron Katursky is at the courthouse in Lower Manhattan with more on what happened at Donald Trump's trial on Tuesday.
Throughout the day, the lawyers questioning the jury pool, looking to root out potential bias. Lawyers also scrutinizing social media accounts. Trump's attorney asking one man about a 2017 Facebook post where he wrote of Trump, "Get him out and lock him up." Judge Juan Merchan agreed to dismiss him from the case.
Opening statements could begin as early as Monday. Another fight in the House of Representatives. At least two Republicans say they are on board with trying to oust House Speaker Mike Johnson over Johnson's move to separate the aid package on Ukraine and Israel into four different bills. The UN High Commission on Human Rights is pleading for international intervention for the over 1.5 million people in Gaza who have been displaced by the war. The UN is urging a ceasefire and the delivery of more desperately needed aid. This is ABC News. A deluge in Dubai. Around 6 inches of rain fell in one day. That's 2 years' worth of rain there. The airport had to stop taking arrivals for several hours. Other parts of the United Arab Emirates also hit with heavy rainstorms. Today, President Biden will be pushing for new tariffs.
The White House says President Biden will call for a tripling of tariffs on Chinese steel when he visits the United Steelworkers Union headquarters in Pittsburgh. Biden's national economic advisor, Lael Brainard, says the president understands we have to protect American manufacturing and U.S. workers from unfair exports associated with Chinese industrial overcapacity.
That's ABC's Dave Packer. Quite a surprise on a Tuesday afternoon.
I looked outside and I got all excited because I seen an elephant walking down Harrison to Butte, Montana. So I acted like a little kid.
That's Lisa Rogers, who said it was an elephant in Butte, Montana. It took off from a visiting circus after being spooked by a backfiring car. The elephant named Viola was wandering the local streets for 10 minutes before being corralled. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
The Richland Family Prescription Center's primary function is to fill your prescription accurately and to provide added value services to enhance your health. Filling your prescription is only the first step. Understanding your medication and the importance of compliance will greatly benefit your medication outcome. Whether it's a first-time visit or they've seen you before, the Prescription Center's friendly and knowledgeable staff is dedicated to providing you with a quality pharmacy experience, and they have built their reputation by going the extra mile to ensure your satisfaction. The Richland Family Prescription Center, your one-stop source for all of your prescription and healthcare needs. Your complete customer satisfaction is their top priority.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
Will you be ready for retirement? Whatever your age, now is the right time to start thinking about your retirement goals. Establishing a good savings habit and finding the right kinds of investments to build your retirement nest egg can make a difference in how much you accumulate. Today, you have numerous options when selecting your IRA, and deciding which account is right for you is one of the most important decisions you will make for your financial future. Whether you are 5 years away from retiring or 45 years away, the most important thing you can do is start planning today. A delay of even a few years can significantly impact the amount you accumulate.
Call Rob Renish with PCB Wealth Management, located at the People's Community Bank, to find out which IRA fits your financial needs or to update your current IRA savings strategy. You can reach Rob at 608-383-1333 or stop by any branch office to set up a free, no-obligation appointment. Securities and advisory services are offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor and broker-dealer, member FINRA SIPC. Insurance products are offered through LPL or its licensed affiliates, not insured by FDIC or any other government agency, not bank guaranteed, not bank deposits or obligations may lose value.
Most of us agree that every Wisconsinite deserves affordable health care. California mega millionaire Eric Hovde does not. Hovde said he would repeal the Affordable Care Act, quote, in its entirety. What? The Affordable Care Act protects people from insurance companies refusing coverage for pre-existing conditions and stops them from dropping your coverage if you get sick. If Eric Hovde got his way, millions of Americans could get hit with increases in their healthcare premiums of 20% or more. Millions more could lose coverage altogether. Hovde even spoke out against parents helping their kids by keeping them on their health insurance plans until they turn 26. Now that might be okay for Eric Hovde, his businesses have raked in millions of dollars in handouts. But it doesn't cut it for hardworking Wisconsinites and our families. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him we support lower health care costs. Paid for by Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
7 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock on a Wednesday from WRCO Radio. We'll check forecast details in just a moment.
Elevate your home into a haven. Attend the Senior Expo on April 24th at the Richland Center Community Center from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Meet Violet from A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet to discover our premium collection of medical-approved lift chairs, adjustable beds, and waterproof mattresses crafted to enhance your comfort and wellness. Violet will be able to address any questions about our products as well as provide recommendations for furniture that can make your small space more inviting.
A high of 64 with scattered showers. Mostly cloudy tonight. A small chance of light rain toward morning. A low of 42. Thursday cloudy. Light rain likely. A high of 55. For Friday, partly cloudy, blustery and cool, and a high of 52. Saturday, partly cloudy, cool and breezy. A high of 51. 58 and lots of sunshine Sunday. Right now, light rain off and on. We have received nearly an inch in the last 24 hours. About a tenth or 11/100th, I guess, since midnight. Prior to that, 85/100ths yesterday in the storm that rolled through. Most of the rain happening in the early evening hours last night. And then another round of showers this morning around 4 o'clock. You might have heard some thunder, witnessed some lightning, and some heavy downpours as well. A little bit of wind damage, especially in south-central Wisconsin. There were lots of watches and warnings last night. Dane County was under a tornado warning for a time in middle of the evening last night. The winds have picked up this morning around 10 miles per hour. It is 58 degrees.
Yeah, I'm supposed to mow the grass today. I'm supposed to fix the fence. But with the sun beating down on me, it's hard to make it make sense. Half of me wants a cold.
Said it best. It's 5 o'clock somewhere. Half of me wants a cold. life wants to.
That sounds good, but I can't tell if it's because you're in it or not.
Thomas Rhett featuring Riley Green on WRCO Radio 58 and some light rain this morning. I had the pleasure of trying to pick up some recyclable cans in the driveway again this morning after the recycling bin blew over, actually a couple of times yesterday and then last. I thought I had it secured, but I didn't. So that's kind of a, could be an Olympic sport, chasing rolling empty cat food cans down the driveway, you know, and trying to stop them. That's, yeah, that's kind of a, well, it's a good way to get your cardio in the morning. Anyway, this is Luke Bryan.
It's like the sun went down just to frame your face. Like they played that song just to see you sway. Like that old surf shop had you in mind with what you got on, making those tan lines. Just like the ocean knows we're laying on this beach tonight. It's like the sand's been waiting for you to come alive, 'cause you were made for summer just like these stars we're under. We're made for lighting this July sky up, blanket down made for me and you tied up all night long. By kiss one after another. Don't let go, baby. Let this summer just keep on coming in waves. Keep coming in waves. Keep on coming in waves. Keep coming in waves. Wish I could bottle up the taste on your lips, that margarita salt water sunburnt sip. It's like I feel that sun right next to me. Yeah, girl, your touch is 100 degrees. Boardwalks were made for dancing, and flip-flops were made to lose life. This night was meant to happen, and girl, I was made for you. Like you were made for summer just like these stars we're under. We're made for lighting this July sky up, break it down made for me and you, tied up all night long, over and over, crash into me and pull me closer, kiss by kiss, one after another. Don't let go, baby, let this summer just keep on coming in waves, keep coming in waves. Keep on coming in waves, keep coming in waves. Keep on coming in waves, keep coming in waves. Keep on coming in waves, keep coming in waves. Baby, you were made for summer just like these stars we're under. We're made for lighting this July sky up, blanket down there for me and you, tied up all night long, over and over, crash into me and pull me closer, kiss by kiss, one after another. Don't let go, baby, let this summer just keep on coming in waves, keep coming in waves. Keep on coming in waves, keep coming in waves.
Coming. Guess I've worn blisters on my heels.
Francisco. I spent a night there in the can. Lived through this drunk man in my jail cell. I took $15 from that man.
Left him my watch and my old house key. Don't want folks thinking that I'd steal. Then I thanked him as I was leaving. And I headed out for Bakersfield.
Yoakum and Buck Owens on WRCO Radio, WRCE, on a rainy Wednesday. Well, we'll see what old Hank Bray has up his sleeve. You just never know about that guy. That's coming up. Birthdays and anniversaries as well on the 17th of April, straight ahead.
It is hard to balance the combination of spring's warm, rainy days with the occasional winter wind chill. This is Wirtz Plumbing and Heating. A heat pump from Armstrong Air is a great solution for inconsistent temperatures. There are also financial incentives for upgrading to a heat pump, along with potential energy savings on your utility bill. Call Wirtz Plumbing and Heating for a quote, 647-6345.
Has sprung, and it's that time of year to clean out your drawers and files to safely dispose of confidential documents. WCCU Credit Union's spring shredding event will be held this Saturday, April 20th. So grab a few boxes and fill them up with tax returns, medical records, pay stubs, old checkbooks, junk mail, and any other confidential documents. The on-site shredding truck will be located in our Viroqua, Reesburg, and Richland Center parking lots this Saturday, April 20th. From 8:30 to 11:30 a.m. Maximum of 3 large boxes per person. For more details, contact any of our WCCU offices or visit us online at wccucreditunion.coop.
Helping you build a better life. WCCU Credit Union feels so right.
We need volunteers. Do you want to give back to your community? Does caring for those in need appeal to you? Would you like to meet new people and make new friends? Schmidt Woodland Hills is actively seeking volunteers to help us fulfill our mission of caring for those in need in Richland County. We have openings for volunteers to assist in a variety of ways as we provide care to our residents and their families. We can offer flexible times and flexible hours. If you are ready to experience the joy of giving to others, please call 647-8931 and ask for John Tews.
You've invested a lot into your home. Whether it's old or new, a hidden electrical hazard could silently develop into a fire and destroy what's most important to you. Smoke detectors alert you once a fire has already started. Imagine if you could prevent these dreadful fires before they start. Now you can with Ting, the next generation in fire safety. Ting is an easy-to-install smart sensor with a connected app that keeps you in the know 24/7. And the best part, it's free with State Farm. Call, text, or email us. Like a good neighbor, Julie Karen State Farm is there.
We all experience stress. Often, we ignore it until it becomes overwhelming. If you are experiencing stress, try the 4-7-8 breathing method. Find a comfortable position, sitting upright or lying down. Breathe in slowly for 4 counts, hold the breath for 7 counts, and slowly exhale for 8 counts. Then repeat. This breathing pattern can reduce feelings of stress and promote well-being. If you are experiencing stress that is impacting your ability to live daily life, reach out to the Richland Hospital and Clinics to be connected to resources.
Wednesday's Roundup, proudly sponsored by Mueller & Sons Excavating, Julie Karen State Farm, and Napa Auto & Truck Parts. The midweek show promises lots of laughs and entertainment, so tune in for some good vibes and a break from the daily grind.
It's time for the Roundup.
How you doing, Phil?
I bet. Hey. What? Sounds like
calm,
your
calm down, ladies. Calm
traffic
down.
Helicopter. Yeah, there you go. How's anyway, the traffic out there, Hank?
It's pretty. Anyway, you survived the storm?
Yeah. Did you have one in Baskerville?
Did. I didn't. Woke me up about 3. Actually, well, my dogs woke me up about 3:30.
It was windy yesterday,
very
too.
Windy.
Anybody driving around, even the vibe was kind of fighting the wind. Yeah, it's not a high
profile. Speaking of helicopter,
yeah, it's not a high profile vehicle.
So, but you stayed on the ground?
I did, for the most part, yep.
Good rain, so.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, so, every little bit helps, doesn't it?
Everything helps, especially at this point. So hopefully helps the farmers. And
I noticed things greened up in the yard,
oh my God,
even overnight.
Isn't that crazy?
Mm-hmm.
So I had a patch that I kind of burnt some leaves in last year in the fall, and I replanted it and taking care of it. And the other day I didn't have anything. And this morning it's like, hey, I'm green. It was crazy. I always check it every day. But
yeah.
Anyway.
It'll come back.
Yeah. Yeah. Anything going on tonight, Phil?
Well, yeah, there's a pancake supper, the Viola American Legion putting it on tonight.
Yep.
4:30 until 6:30 at Viola Legion. So
are you taking us out?
Maybe. Yeah.
What do you mean? Does that mean no?
Maybe. I don't know. If you're around.
Are you grandpa duty tonight?
I usually am. I don't know. We're kind of day to day on another grandchild.
Yeah.
So we're just kind of waiting and seeing.
Yep. So June's all excited, I'm sure.
When the stork arrives.
Yeah.
Boy.
You know, I cut my finger really good last night, Phil. Did you see it right through the fingernail and everything?
Ouch. What were you doing?
I was cutting a pork chop, Phil.
Oh, no. Wow. I thought maybe you were shaving. I noticed you shaved.
I did. You notice that?
Yeah. All clean shaven?
Yeah, kind of nice, huh?
Oh, well, yeah.
I was thinking about doing the head and getting that time.
Really?
Yeah.
You shave your head?
Sometime in the summer, remember last?
Oh.
My dad appreciates if I don't do that because he goes, people start to wonder if you're sick, Henry.
Well, they know by listening to this program, right?
Wow. Well, you're up to. Have you seen Ole at all?
No. He knows enough to get in and out of the rain.
You know, on Monday I was out. Was it Monday that I was spraying the weeds?
Oh.
It was Monday. I found a taco over there.
Did you really?
I did. My tummy's been upset ever since. So,
did you have to fight Ole for it? Or no,
Ole wasn't around. I was looking for him.
Okay.
So I wonder if Ole grabbed it and said, I ain't eating that. I'll leave it for Hank.
He might have.
So anyway, today is olfacto or Hanko.
Right.
Are you ready?
I hope so.
There's a mushroom with teeth, and it looks like it's bleeding, Phil. Is that a bunch of...
I would say that's got to be true, because I don't think Hank could come up with anything that creative.
It's in Europe and the North and Pacific Northwest.
Wow.
So they say it's not poisonous.
Hmm.
So...
Yeah, it seems to me there are a lot more mushrooms that people eat than when I was growing up.
Yes.
You know, morels were the only thing, and now everybody's talking about, whatever they are, the button ones and the...
Hey, speaking Morel Fest... If you ever take the trip to Muscadet, go inside the city hall. They are three crazy ladies in there.
Okay.
Uh-huh. I mean, crazy ladies. So, and just make sure you watch your back when you step in there.
Okay.
Yeah, especially that there's a Carla and Cinda and Amy. You got to be careful, those ladies. I'm telling you.
All right.
A humpback whale was found in the middle of the Amazon rainforest, Philip.
I would say that's not true.
It is true.
It is?
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah, it is true.
That'd have to be some pretty deep water.
Well, it didn't say it was alive.
Oh. I guess you got a point there, Hank.
According to the pantry medicine chest, what can be applied directly to the skin to relieve insect bites? Is it an onion, steak, or is it a bunch of Hank?
I'm going to say the onion.
The onion is correct.
Yeah, it is
correct. It says onions, which have an antifungal properties, can reduce the risk of an infection and relieve itching.
Did not know that.
Yeah.
Huh. Well, that'd be a lot cheaper than going to the store and buying something.
Yeah. What animal made the news when it was pulled out of the Menominee River in Wisconsin with a full head of hair? Is it a trout, eel, or water snake?
Got to be a trout.
It was a trout, Phil. The explanation might have been an extreme case of fungi infection that can result in gray or white fibrous patches. I wonder if that's what's wrong with me.
Oh, yeah, it might be.
You know? Yeah, very well could be.
Yeah.
Fact or Hank, crocodiles cannot stick out their tongues.
I'm going to say that's fact.
It is a fact, Phil. A crocodile's tongue is held in place with the roof of its mouth by a membrane, so it doesn't move.
Wow.
That's some.
Yeah, you see pictures of them with their mouth open. Yeah,
but never with their tongue.
Don't recall the tongue. Oh. And who's going to stick around long enough to see whether the tongue's out or not?
Yeah, I'm running.
His mouth's open. You're getting out of there, man.
Here's one. We'd be in trouble if this is true. It is illegal to have a dirty car in the United Arab Emirates. And rules about where you and how you clean your vehicle are rigidly enforced.
Wow. I'd be in trouble, or Hank.
Was that true? Is that a bunch of
it's
Hank?
It's got to be true.
It's facts.
Oh, yeah. Once in a while, June has to take my car. She had to take it last night. Yeah,
she was not happy?
Well, not necessarily.
Did she lose Aaliyah?
No, I was driving her. Oh. So June needed my car. And I don't like it when June drives my car because it's a museum piece, basically. You know? But
It's definitely something. Criminals place plastic water bottles in car wheels, so when drivers get out to investigate the crunching sound, the carjackers steal the car.
Got to be true.
No, it's a bunch of
what?
No, not yet. But now, but since someone thought of it, I'm sure that's Will.
Oh boy. You know, there were some ruffians back in my day, and I don't want to mention any names, but they tried that with a bunch of ketchup packets one time.
Really?
Yeah. So about 15 of those, and then boom. And then, you know, you get out, and somebody thinks they have a blowout, and then they see this. What the heck? There's ketchup all over the place, you know?
Well, I used to do that underneath the toilet seat.
Don't try that at home, folks. What?
Put a ketchup packet underneath the toilet seat. And when they sat down on it, it would just go.
Yeah. Oh, boy. That's naughty.
I don't know who would ever do that at the Supermax or at the Supermax prison in Basketball. But it wasn't me.
Well, statute of limitations is worn off now. You can probably admit it.
Not admitting anything. Elephants can hear with their feet, Philip.
With their feet? Don't they have big enough ears?
That's why.
Okay, I'll say it's true.
It is true.
It's wacky enough. Here, speaking to the foot. Yeah.
Here, you might be able to compost yourself in the United States coming soon.
Okay, I'm going to say that's true.
It's true. You're just a wealth of knowledge. In April of 2019, the state of Washington passed a law that you can compost yourself.
Oh, boy.
An adult blood vessels can circle the equator, four times if they are laid end-to-end. Is that a bunch of Hank or is that a bunch of...
I'll say it's true.
It is true.
Is it? Oh, Hank.
Oh, I tell you. If you tried a new variety of apple, okay, every day, it would take you more than 20 years to try them all. Is that fact or Hanko?
That's got
to
be true.
It is.
Wow.
How do you know this?
I don't, but it just sounded right on that one. I know there are a lot of varieties.
There are tons of them. The shortest commercial flight in the world lasted 57 seconds.
I'll say that's Hanko.
No, that's true.
Is it true? Wow.
Yes, it's 1.4 miles from city to city.
And they flew. You can walk.
You can walk.
Not as fast, but you can
walk.
Pretty close.
Well,
wow.
Yeah, just get a Uber.
Right, right.
So, and it's still going on today. I forgot to write it down. Uh-huh.
We had a double hop when we went to Texas going out there, and there was a bit of a delay. And when we finally got there, I said to June, how long would it have been to drive? We spent about as much time fumbling around with planes, you know, except it's you know, supposed to be quicker. It really wasn't quicker that day.
Doesn't that just make you...
exactly.
The word jackrabbit originated from President Andrew Jackson's pet, a hare called Jack's Rabbit, later shortened to Jack Rabbit, who lived under Jackson's desk in the Oval Office.
That's got to be true.
You know, the nickname of the hare species was Jack Butt Rabbit, but I'm not going to say that.
Oh.
Because of its donkey-like ears. It's in his book, Roughing It, Mark Twain named the Jack Butt Rabbit to Jack Rabbit and popularized it to Mark, made his mark in literary history. So that's a bunch of... Now, the Jack Butt's probably a bunch of crap. It's a bunch of good, but the whole thing.
Is oh, long. Hank. Jack Butt.
Jack Butt.
Oh, well.
We're family-friendly radio here.
About all the time we have today.
Oh, Hank. Are you kicking me off?
Well, it's about that time.
We aren't learning anything here. I'm going to go back to my jackhole.
Time to move on.
Buddy. I thank you very much, everybody. And see you at the Pancake Supper tonight in Viola.
Oh, really? You're going to be there? All right.
No, so. But anyway, everybody behave and be kind.
All right. Hank Bray, coming up, birthdays and anniversaries.
Tackle your next project with ease with Napa's Milwaukee line of tools. Heated jackets, vests, tool accessories, power tools, lighting, hand tools, storage, batteries, chargers, and so much more from Milwaukee and Napa. Milwaukee Tool has led the industry in developing innovative tools and worksite solutions. The most respected manufacturer of heavy-duty power tools, hand tools, instruments, and accessories. Milwaukee Tools in Napa, the perfect team, striving to make your days easier.
Get your dirt work done right with Mueller & Sons Excavating. From drainage ditches to ATV trails, commercial sites to driveways, and residential areas to land clearing, we've got you covered. Now serving Ithaca with our new location. Call us at 608-415-7528 and schedule your project today at Mueller & Sons Excavating.
Best part of waking up is coffee in my cup. Oh, in the Roundup, Hank, and it's, Hank, who's the other guy?
Is it the guy that does Prime Mover?
No, it's Phil. You know, Phil Nee.
Oh, right, the one that does the Saturday Night Show.
Speaking of Saturday nights, Ryan, do you know what deductible means?
Of course I do. Them ducks down at the pond all the time.
No, an auto policy deductible is what you pay out of pocket on a claim before your insurance covers the rest. To talk more about your deductibles, give Julie Karen State Farm a call today.
Here is Jamie Gander of Badgerland Flooring.
We started our business in 2008, and we named it Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin, obviously. And then 6 years ago, we started doing kitchens, and we just want to really get the word out to people that we're doing those now as well. We have a showroom west end of the building is committed to kitchens. You know, we do bath remodels, vanities, countertops. You can do any type of flooring, walk-in showers, but we're really trying to let the public know we're doing a lot of kitchen nowadays, too.
See Badgerland Flooring in Richland Center for more information. Step into a world of charm and discovery at the Avoca Mercantile. Embrace the joys of spring. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Explore the extensive array of unique and budget-friendly finds, from exquisite crafts to delightful home decor and gifts for all occasions. With new arrivals daily, there's always a fresh surprise in store at the Avoca Mercantile. Support local artisans and treat yourself to a delightful shopping experience. They can't wait to welcome you.
Since 1956, Meyer Oil and LP has been your trusted, locally owned fuel delivery partner. Whether it's for your home, farm, or business, we've got you covered. Offering a range of fuels from propane, diesel, gas, and bulk lubes, Meyer Oil is here for you. Serving most of Richland, Sauk, and surrounding counties, our friendly staff is ready to assist you. Please consider Meyer Oil and LP for all your fuel needs. Call us at 608-524-3914.
Hi, this is Teresa Clary with Clary Memorial Funeral Home. With today's rising inflation, now is the perfect time to pre-plan and pre-fund your funeral with coverage from Pekin Insurance through Clary Memorial Funeral Home. Your pre-funded policy, called Pathway, is guaranteed and can be used anywhere in the United States. Call today and protect against future inflation with a Pathway policy from Pekin Insurance. Contact Josh Clary at Clary Memorial Funeral Home for more information.
This day in history, 1961, The Apartment won the Academy Award for Best Picture of 1960. Ford Motor Company unveiled the Mustang at the New York World's Fair, so the Mustang is 60 years old. Also today, Apollo 13 astronauts James Lovell, Fred Hayes, and Jack Swigert splashed down safely in the Pacific 4 days after a ruptured oxygen tank crippled their spacecraft. Some notes on today, the 17th of April. Birthdays and anniversaries are coming up and sponsored by The Shoebox, the leader in size, selection, fit, and price.
From infants to men size 19, The Shoebox has shoes for the whole family in the latest styles and fashions. Boots by Columbia, Wolverine, Cat, High Tech, Skechers, Bear Paw, and more. Even football, basketball, baseball, and track cleats. Visit The Shoebox, a local Wisconsin company, and it's a win-win for you and the community. Shop elsewhere, and your money says goodbye. The Shoebox, located in Black Earth, where you receive service like it ought to be.
Happy third birthday to Nakea Mae Moore from Papa and Granny, and Miliana and Mama and Uncle Colton. Have a great day, Nakea. Have an awesome third birthday. Happy 18th to Olivia Young from the I'm family, and happy 18th, Olivia. I hope you have a great day from Devon I'm. Happy birthday wishes to everybody celebrating today at Richland Center Primary School, including Amara Acuna Hernandez, who has a birthday today. Wishes to Paul Winterland from Shell Station Coffee Clutchers, to Mary Jo Call Cabot from IHS 1974, to Tim Gunningham from Uncle Butch and Aunt Margaret, and Chad Muller from Park Street Christian Church, to Trips and Tony, love you, from Great Grandma Jean. Little Willow Birthday and Anniversary Club saluting Shane Clary, Chad Muller, and Krista Hamilton. To Derek Spencer from Beulah Wesleyan Church, happy birthday from the RC Lions, to Tripson Elliott, to Gabe Marin and Kasha Sponholz, also Marilyn Hill and Susan Keegan Ferguson. Happy anniversary, Linda and Martin Roan today. Muscadet Blue River and Avoca Lions saying happy birthday to Jill Imhoff, Joe Loffenberg, Brittany Riddio, Jim Urbach, and Kathy Fleshauer. Happy anniversary, Brandon and Jesse Kinney. The Richland Center United Methodist Church saluting a special couple today, Marty and Linda Roan. Happy anniversary to Jim and Carolyn Burke from Diane. Happy anniversary to Kathleen Broker from Brian. And happy anniversary, Brian and Kathy, from Terry, Tammy, Brady, and Isabel. To Brian and Kathleen from Jordan and Desiree. And to wonderful husband, Brian Broker, happy 20th. Lots of love. Looking forward to the next 20. Love from your wife, Kathleen Broker.
Not another birthday, not another anniversary. If you're thinking this, you're not alone. This is Jamie at J.J. Walsh Jewelers, and my job is to make these events a little easier for you so you don't get in trouble again this year. We've worked hard to become Southwest Wisconsin's premier diamond jewelry store. What does that mean to you? It means we have a tremendous amount of statement jewelry pieces in every price point. Spending $20, no problem. Spending $10,000, no problem. Designer jewelry with a small town casual atmosphere, only at J.J. Walsh Jewelers, downtown Richland Center.
Don't let your logic problems affect your quality of life. Gunderson Bosquel's board-certified urologist, Dr. Katie Trandum, brings help and hope to Bosquel. Dr. Trandum specializes in conditions affecting the bladder, kidneys, prostate, and urinary tract in children and adults, and provides expert care close to home. To schedule a urology consult with Dr. Trandum, talk to your provider today. Gunderson Bosquel, bringing love plus medicine to you.
Ridges and Rivers Book Festival in Viroqua is coming April 26th and 27th. This event will feature over 50 authors giving presentations with activities for all ages. You can expect author presentations, writing workshops, an art show, food vendors, the 50th anniversary celebration of Dungeons & Dragons, and so much more. To see the entire schedule, register for events, or buy tickets, visit RidgesandRiversBookFestival.org today.
supported by Travel Wisconsin.
7:41, Joanne has the news coming up in just a little bit here today from WRCO Radio.
We're back in love again. You're in my arms again. I don't care where you've been. We're back in love again. The music's sweet again. I'm on my feet again. I put me in your hands. We're back in love again. We're back to sweeter times, to lover's peace of mind, with a reason to keep living one more day. We're home. Hearts are on the mend. We found the rainbow's end. We're back in love again. I'm on my feet again. I put me in your hands. We're back in love again. And I don't care where you've been. We're back in love.
Johnny Russell on WRCO. We're back in love again. It's 56 degrees. Joanne's news is next. Stay with us. We have sports and trivia next hour as well, and some community conversation.
Making the transition to a smaller space can be overwhelming, but with A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, it doesn't have to be. Our knowledgeable team will help you select the perfect pieces to create a cozy and functional living space that fits your needs and budget. From lift chairs to adjustable beds and small dining sets, we have a variety of comfortable and affordable options to choose from. Visit our showroom today at 172 South Church Street and let us help you make your new house feel like home.
Good morning. It is a rainy 56 degrees in Richland Center at 7:45. WRCO and WRCE News is sponsored by Town and Country TV and Appliance, Jones Chevrolet Buick, and Walsh's Ace Hardware. Mostly cloudy and breezy with scattered showers, a high of 64. Tonight, mostly cloudy, a small chance of light rain toward morning with a low of 42. In Richland Center, we have southwesterly winds at 6 miles per hour, and it's 56 degrees with 12 hundredths of an inch of rain.
Hello,
Hello, everyone. Brian from Walsh's. Spring is here, and it is a great time to bring in your riding lawnmower, push mower, or tiller to have them tuned up and ready for your lawn or garden needs this year. Also, if you're looking for a new mower, stop in and see the many different styles we have to choose from. So stop in at our Richland Center store and see the guys in the shop to get you ready for this mowing and tilling season. And as always, we appreciate your business.
Good morning from the Civic Media News Desk. I'm Joanne Krulatz. The Richland County Board of Supervisors has a new chair. The board held its reorganizational meeting last night. The first item members had to take care of was to vote on a chair and vice chair. David Turk was elected chair and Steve Williamson was elected vice chair. The board then elected a committee on committees to meet tonight to select who will serve on what committees. Those elected members were Marty Brewer, Ingrid Glassbrenner, Carrie Severson, Bob Frank, and Ken Renish. Each board member has filled out a form designating what committees they were interested in serving on. The Committee on Committees will go through the forms tonight to assign supervisors to the various committees. The County Board approved a number of items for the Richland County Ambulance Committee. They included allowing for proposals to be sought for replacement of the existing roof at the Emergency Services Facility. The money for the project will come from the ambulance funds and will not come from any tax revenue. It was noted that at the time of purchase from REC that they were made aware of the roof being 20 years old and that it would need to be replaced. As a result, REC made a $20,000 donation to be used toward the roof project. For the Joint Ambulance Committee to make preventative maintenance repairs to a used ambulance recently purchased, not to exceed $15,000 to be paid from the Ambulance Outlay Account Fund, and for the ambulance service to pay Joe Daniels Construction of Madison $12,815 for change orders associated with the Emergency Services Building Project. Supervisors also took action on request for Health and Human Services. One was an amendment to a contract with Moe's Transitional Living Center, Incorporated. The original contract was for $49,500. The board approved the amendment to $79,500 due to a placement lasting longer than anticipated, and to enter into a contract with Whispering Pines Custom Builders, LLC of Richland Center for $50,000 to provide home modification services for families enrolled in children's long-term support in the Behavioral Health Services Unit. In other action approved by the Richland County Board last night were for the Richland County Highway Department to complete the radio tower road projects at the Viola and Westport sites at a cost of $228,530. The funds to carry out the work will come from the borrowed funds for the radio tower project and the purchase of log analytics and anomaly detection service in the amount of $15,940 annually. Richland School District 7th and 8th grade students participated in their first science fair. Students engaged in scientific inquiry and showcasing their creativity. Projects covered a range of topics, including creating plastic from milk, the effect of smell on taste, and the amount of lead present in popular brands of reusable cups. Lacey Albaugh and Evelyn Ramsden won first place for their project on algae growth in different environments. The science fair was judged by teachers Noah Johnson, Zane Zeman, and Aaron Gray. Teacher Hannah Mark, who organized the fair alongside fellow science teacher Hannah Chavez, said of the fair, "The science fair is more than just a competition. It's a platform for students to develop critical thinking, planning, communication, and problem-solving skills, all essential tools for navigating the complexities of the modern world." A bridge connecting Crawford County, Wisconsin to northeastern Iowa is on track to be open by the end of the month. The 93-year-old Lansing Bridge, also known as the Black Hawk Bridge in Wisconsin, has been closed since February 25th after work on its replacement bridge shifted two piers. In an update, the Iowa Department of Transportation said all that's left is to bolt together the bridge's pieces. Then the bridge must pass inspection before being reopened to traffic. Inspection is expected to happen in the next 2 weeks. A free water taxi service has been in place in the interim to help people cross without needing to take the lengthy detour. The Wisconsin Supreme Court is scheduled to hear arguments Today, in Democratic Governor Tony Evers' lawsuit against the Republican-controlled legislature, arguing that it is unconstitutionally blocking funding for a state conservation program. The case marks the latest power struggle between Evers, who has issued more vetoes than any Wisconsin governor, and the Republican-controlled legislature. A ruling in favor of Evers would upend long-held practices in the legislature and give the Democrats a victory that could have an impact far beyond the case at hand. The court's liberal majority agreed to hear the case over objections from conservative justices. The court will issue a ruling in several weeks or months. The Wisconsin Supreme Court may take up an abortion rights case. The court on Tuesday ordered parties named in a petition from Planned Parenthood of Wisconsin to file responses within the next 10 days. That's an indication that the court, with its 4-3 liberal majority, may consider the abortion provider's petition to recognize a constitutional right to bodily autonomy, which would include abortion. Planned Parenthood is also asking the court to recognize a constitutional right for doctors to provide abortions. The organization filed a petition directly with Supreme Court in February. It names the district attorneys in Sheboygan, Dane, and Milwaukee counties where Planned Parenthood clinics provide abortion services. School shootings have a traumatic effect on the entire school community and can cause long-term health to youth, mental health, and well-being. Wisconsin Office of Children's Mental Health reports children who survive shootings have twice as many pain disorders, are 68% more likely to have a psychiatric diagnosis, and are 144% as likely to develop a substance use disorder than those who did not experience a shooting. According to the latest fact sheet from the Wisconsin Office of Children's Mental Health, anxiety, depression, and PTSD, along with hypervigilance and fear, are common mental health conditions of shooting survivors. In addition to utilizing the SUSO tip line, OCMH highlights three strategies experts say can help reduce school violence: school belonging, safe storage, and school safety drills. The fact sheet also includes a number of actions that parents, schools, physicians, and policymakers can take. Resources on safe storage, bullying, prevention, school safety drills, behavioral threat assessment, and violence prevention are included in the fact sheet. Governor Tony Evers, in partnership with Wisconsin Department of Financial Institutions and the Wisconsin Higher Educational Aids Board, is encouraging Wisconsin students and families to complete the free application for federal student aid for the 2024-25 academic year as part of the National FAFSA Week of Action taking place this week. Wisconsin is down over 10,200 FAFSA submissions completed from the same time last year due to the delays and challenges with the 2024-25 FAFSA launch this year. This week's National FAFSA Week of Action encourages high school counselors, principals, superintendents, after-school programs, parent groups, nonprofit organizations, and local and state education organizations to assist students and families in completing the FAFSA as the first step toward achieving their college and career aspirations. The FAFSA filed annually is the gateway to virtually all federal, state, and institutional financial aid, including scholarships, grants, work-study funds, and federal student loans, plus many private scholarship providers require it as well. For those looking to enroll in post-secondary education during the 2024-25 academic year, it's important to submit the FAFSA as soon as possible and take time to understand the various deadlines that apply. Students and families with questions about the FAFSA should contact Federal Student Aid or the Federal Student Aid Information Center, which provides provides support on behalf of the U.S. Department of Education. The Union is a nonprofit organization that connects motivated teachers and industry experts with area youth to increase their skills and knowledge in a variety of educational pathways. The Union invites you to check out how they are helping area students at an inaugural open house tonight from 6 to 8 at the Richland Center City Auditorium.
The Spring Fling sellout is in full swing at Town & Country TV and Appliance in Richland Center. Now through April 20th, find special buys on Whirlpool, Amana, KitchenAid, and Maytag appliances. Stop by the open house Saturday, April 20th from 8 until 5 for special offers, door prizes, and enter to win one of two grand prizes. Visit them at 2490 Highway 14 East next to Goodwill or shop online at townandcountryrc.com.
Today is Wednesday, April 17th. Maxine Elaine Hassman, 89, of Blue River, died Monday. A funeral service will be held at 11 o'clock Friday at the Soman Larson Funeral Home in Montfort. Burial will be in the Highland Public Cemetery. Friends may call at the Soman Larson Funeral Home Friday from 9 until the time of service at 11. Maxine Elaine Hassman, 89, of Blue River. Jim Carl Jimbo Waterman, 80, of Richland Center, died Sunday at his daughter's home following a short and courageous battle with lymphoma. Funeral services will be held Friday at 2 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center, with burial to follow. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Friday from noon until 2. Jim Carl, Jimbo Waterman, 80, of Richland Center. Judith Bellamy Nicholas, 76, of Richland Center, died April 8th at Pine Valley Community Village. A celebration of life will be held Saturday from 10 until 1 at the Pratt Community Hall with a time of sharing at noon. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Judith Bellamy Nicholas, 76, of Richland Center. Kenneth W. Stanichka, 82, of Muscadet, died April 10th at the Richland Hospital. A celebration of life will be held Saturday at 11 at St. John the Baptist Catholic Church in Muscadet. A private family burial will be held in St. John the Baptist Catholic Cemetery. Friends may call at St. John the Baptist Catholic Church Saturday from 9 until the time of service at 11. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Services of Muscadet is assisting the family with arrangements for Kenneth W. Stanichka, 82, of Muscadet. Ida R. Ward, 89, of Benton and formerly of Boscobel in Crawford County, died March 31st at her daughter's home in Benton. A celebration of life will be held Saturday from 11:30 until 3, with a service at 12:30 at the Boscobel Bowl and Banquet. A private family burial will be held in the Boscobel Cemetery. Memorials may be given to the Eastman Fire Department or Eastman Community Club. The Kendall Funeral Service in Boscobel is assisting the family of Ida R. Ward, 89, of Benton and formerly of Boscobel and Crawford County. In birth news from the Richland Hospital, Amber and Dustin Wanless had a son, Oliver William.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM Certified Service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM Certified Service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit JonesChev.com. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
ABC News at 8 o'clock on WRCO FM 100.9 and WRCE 107.7 FM and 1450 AM in Richland Center is sponsored by Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, an amazing local bakery and cafe within an ultra-cool historic building, and by Driftless Area Group, your local land surveyors, real estate sales insurance agents, and interior design services. Mostly cloudy and breezy with scattered showers, a high of 64. It's currently a rainy 56 degrees in Richland Center. Then tomorrow, tonight, we'll look for a low of 42. Again at 8 o'clock, it's 56 degrees.